Governor Michael Dunleavy was in Homer on Thursday to address the Alaska State Home Builders Association. The ASHBA was holding a conference at Land's End Resort on the Homer Spit. The governor spent a lot of his time with the Builders Association, telling them that oil and gas extraction and mining, logging the Tongass, and drilling ANWR would aid their sagging residential starts by bringing more money into the state. He talked about encouraging Saudi investment for resource development and marketing Alaska as a way station for transporting fossil and mineral resources.
They're rebalancing their portfolios all over the world. The Saudis and Middle Eastern countries are looking at diversifying their economy and not keeping it in just in their own countries, and particularly in oil and gas. They're trying to look all over the world to place investment. The tax situation that changed under Trump here 2 years ago, where corporate taxes were lowered, that's also attracting investors to America. So they're starting to look at Alaska as America and then some, meaning we have American law up here for these investors, corporate law, corporate taxes, et cetera. It's America, but at the same time, it's like an emerging market. We have a lot of resources.
Dunleavy also suggested that deregulation of industries would lead to a stronger economy, thereby increasing housing starts.
We continue in our administration to look at regulations to see if those regulations are necessary for the life, safety, and health of Alaskans, or are some of these regulations just unnecessary and getting in the way of business. So we continue to look at some of those regulations, and we've got about 100 plus regulations that we're looking at potentially repealing that could help with more investment and more business in the state of Alaska.
Ultimately, Governor Dunleavy said he thinks politics will determine the state's success. He criticized Alaskans who oppose oil, gas, and mining development, characterizing them as aggressive.
The question going forward is going to be, what will the politics be? Not just in this country, but here in Alaska. Will the politics stay the same in the sense that we still look upon resource development and resource transportation as something that Alaska does well? Or will we start to go the way of some other states down south, and will we start to reflect that here in Alaska, where we don't want to develop and we want to close things off? And we basically end up, in some respects, being a large national park. Folks that don't necessarily want development, resource development, are getting pretty aggressive. They're getting very aggressive, very organized. With the rise of your internet companies and your social media companies, there's amazing amounts of wealth being created through those companies, and some of those outfits are using that wealth to move a political agenda that they believe in. And sometimes that political agenda is a political agenda that doesn't necessarily dovetail with what Alaska has viewed itself as for the past 50 years as a resource state.
That is Alaska Governor Mike Dunleavy addressing a gathering of the Alaska State Home Builders Association on Thursday. From Land's End Resort, I'm Kathleen Gustafson.